We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
This is WWJ All Local.
Protesters greet U.S. Secretary of Education Betsy DeVos as she visits a Detroit public charter school. WWJ City Beat reporter Vicki Thomas joins us live and local with more.
And Mike, as she wrapped up her week-long back-to-school tour, Education Secretary Betsy DeVos visiting several classrooms inside of Detroit Edison Public Academy here in Detroit. Meanwhile, outside...
Hey, Betsy!
We're no fools! We won't let you run our school!
Hey, Betsy!
We're no fools! We won't let
Protesters gather saying that she has helped destroy or cripple the public education system here in the state. Her response?
What do you say to the protesters outside who say that you're responsible for the educational crisis here in Michigan?
Well, I'd say that's nonsense, first and foremost. And I'd say, secondly, I think we all need to focus on doing what's right for individual students. If we answer those questions for students and on behalf of students, we're going to make the right decisions all the time.
Reporting live and local in Detroit, Vicki Thomas, WWJ News Radio 950.
Detroit's young people rallying this afternoon as part of a global effort to fight climate change and environmental injustice. Brooke Solomon is a high school senior and chair of Detroit Area Youth Uniting Michigan. She says there are two big problems facing the Motor City.
Detroiters have been facing a host of things since the beginning, whether that be water shutoffs, water contaminations like we saw in Detroit Public Schools just last year and even coming onto this year, pollution and places like the Marathon Oil Refinery that are polluting areas that are largely people of color and low-income people.
Solomon says they're also fighting back against food deserts, meaning the inability to access fresh produce. The rally kicks off in Grand Circus Park at 3 o'clock. All are welcome to join in. Steering issues are creating problems at two car makers. One is an investigation. The other is a recall.
First, the recall. GM's adding 107,000 17 to 19 model year Chevy Trax to an earlier recall of vehicles that have a suspension weld that can break and cause steering problems. Steering issues also leading to a safety investigation at Fiat Chrysler, where the government is looking into 3,500 complaints that 18 and 19 model year Wranglers can wobble at freeway speed. Fiat Chrysler says it's cooperating, nobody's been hurt, and they're already fixing vehicles when people complain. Jeff Gilbert, WWJ, News Radio 950.
Bargainers for General Motors and the UAW will likely spend their weekend at the bargaining table, while workers across the country stay on picket lines. According to a person briefed on the matter, a GM offer to invest $7 billion in U.S. facilities, including $2 billion from joint ventures and suppliers for new plants that would pay workers less than the top union wage. Industry watchers say the offer is a major issue that could get in the way of a deal. A driver who is upset about Governor Whitmer's plan to hike the gas tax to fix the roads has started a petition drive. Ryan Kringer says Whitmer ran under a false platform, promising to fix the roads, but not revealing she planned a tax hike. LaDonna Carson from Centerline won't be signing that petition.
I mean, the roads are bad, but I mean, they didn't think about that when Snyder was in. Look at Flint. He should have been going to jail for all of that stuff to happen and all these kids sick and people still drinking lead. Now they're losing their homes because they haven't paid their water bills. So if they didn't think about impeaching Snyder, they shouldn't think about this governor either.
Kreiner has just 23,000 signatures so far. He'll need hundreds of thousands more in order to impeach. And a new medical helicopter is going to be flying over Macomb County soon. MedStar CEO Colby Miller says the Eurocopter EC-135 will help provide care to patients as they are taken to McLaren, Henry Ford, and Ascension Hospitals.
It's a light-duty aircraft, so it flies quickly.
It's got a 140-mile-an-hour cruising range. It can provide statewide service. And for roadway and other scenes, it provides a small enough frame that it can get in and get out of scenes where sometimes larger aircraft or even sometimes larger rescue equipment has a hard time reaching the patients.
MedStar is also adding 52 new ambulances at a tune of $7.2 million to better serve Macomb, Wayne, Oakland, Genesee, Lapeer, Ingham, Eaton, and soon Bay counties. The Troy High School band that is going to be off to Ireland next spring. It'll be their first ever overseas excursion that will feature their concert and jazz groups, as well as their renowned marching band performing at a castle. Band director Brian Nutting says the trip is part of a bigger picture.
The Troy School District has had in place the initiative to become a world-class district by the year 2020. As we've aspired to do that over the course of about the past 5 years, as a vision's been set by the superintendent of schools, we thought as a band program that has been very successful in-state and nationally to go world-class ourselves.
But first, they have to get there, and the band has been busy fundraising for the most part with a 24-hour march, among other things. Events, including a mattress sale, are scheduled for next month.
For the latest news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s, tune into AM 950. Favorite WWJ on radio.com or ask Alexa to play WWJ News Radio 950.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.